Well, what else should we be looking for?
Well, I'm not exactly sure. Something that might show us why Chandler was killed, I guess.
I love how you plan these things so carefully.
Get searching, Swamp Man. I'm hoping we'll find something that Chandler left behind. Something that might explain why he slipped zombie powder in my coffee then.
You think he's going to leave evidence like that lying around in his office?
No. But we should look anyway. The police might be still watching this house, so I guess we start here.
Hey, Rich. Did you check the back side of them drawers? Some people, you know, they tape small stuff to the back of them.
No, I didn't. I didn't think of it.
Yeah. I saw an old movie once. I think it was a four-car movie or something. It was black and white, kind of grainy. It was really good, and it was all late at night.
Shh, Justin. You're right. There's something back
there. Oh, something right. I'm going to stoop the bone of my whole damn body. What'd you find?
That's an envelope.
What's your thing, Science? What's inside of it?
Okay, all right, fine. There must be $50,000 in bearer bonds here.
$50,000? Let me see those, Richard. Why would he need 50 big ones in his desk like this?
I don't know. But that's not what worries me.
What is it?
It's a passport. With Maria Cassador's picture on it.
There are some areas of the human mind, and indeed of the world we live in, that were never meant for investigation. There are always those who delve into the darker worlds of knowledge, and many pay with their sanity for their interests. Some of these unfortunates are taken in by the Hayward Foundation, an organization that studies paranormal experiences and their effects on humanity. It is cases such as these that are sent to a restored mansion in a small coastal town in Maine, a center for the care and study of the insane. Since the 1920s, this place has been known as the Hayward Sanitarium.
And Dr. Forbes, you will take over the Williams, the Bennings, and Furman cases, and I will have to take on the Cassador and O'Brien.
Fear not,
this is only temporary until the Foundation can send us a replacement for Dr. Chandler.
Well, I wish we still had Richard with us.
I do not. Dr. Atwater has been charged with a serious offense which must be investigated. No one is sorrier than I at what has happened. But we must be sure Richard is innocent before taking him back onto our staff. Surely you understand this, Gordon.
Yes. Yes, of course, Doctor. It just seems absurd that Dr. Atwater would use illegal drugs in his treatment of Dermot O'Brien. He didn't strike me as an unethical man.
No one has proven that Richard was the one who gave Dermot those drugs. It could have been anyone. Fine. We'll show us the real culprit.
Well, I hope that you are right, Malcolm. But until that time, we must struggle along without him. Now, gentlemen, we have a great deal of work ahead of us, and I suggest that we get to it.
Yes, yes.
Anyway, come in.
Hello, everyone.
Hello. How are you?
Fine, all things considered. George and I were pretty close. But that's why I came looking for you. The memorial service will be at the Church of St. John this Friday night at 7. And I thought maybe we could buy flowers or something.
That's an excellent idea, Hallie.
Yes.
We will all miss George. He was a very good man.
It won't be the same without him.
That is very true. Then, I must get busy. Goodbye, all.
Yes, I must do the same.
Ta.
Well, perhaps I should get to work myself.
Actually, can I talk to you for a minute, Malcolm?
Certainly, Hallie. What can I do for you?
Well, Richard asked me to see if you could keep an eye on Dermot. He's worried that someone may try and give him more of those drugs.
So, Atwater claims innocence.
Damn it, Malcolm, you know he's innocent. There's something happening here. Atwater being suspended is only part of it.
Maybe you're right. Maybe he is innocent, but just because someone is gunning for Atwater, it doesn't mean there's some sort of plot against all of us.
Well, it may not have anything to do with us. That's true. But what if Richard found out something he wasn't supposed to know? Or maybe there's no plot at all and it was just a mistake. Either way, it won't hurt you to do a favor for him.
All right. Tell Richard I'll watch over Dermot for him.
Thanks, Malcolm. I knew you'd help.
Listen, would you mind stoking that fire while I mix a couple of drinks for us?
Sure, Richard. I could use a little pick-me-up.
Okay. Two Bloody Marys coming right along.
Oh, very funny, Richard. So what should we do now? Go to the sheriff? Or...
What would we say? Oh, Sheriff Trumbull, Dr. Chandler, you know, the one who just died. Well, he was actually letting out a woman from the sanitarium who thinks she's a vampire so she can kill FBI agents.
Yeah.
No, I think we're out on our own on this.
Well, hey, we don't have much information. We still don't know who killed Chandler or why. Hell, they didn't even find a body, Richard. Hey, maybe Chandler tried to fake his own death.
Well, that would make sense.
Mm-hmm.
But if he faked his own death, he would need a new identity, which means
right.
He would need cash.
Yeah.
So why did we find 50 grand in bearer bonds hidden in his office? Hmm. No, he would have taken it.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Justin, I've been meaning to thank you. I know you put up with a lot for me lately, and I just want to say I'm glad you're here.
Oh, hell, Richard, we've been friends for years. Just because you've been acting like a dog with rabies don't mean I'm going to desert you.
Thanks loads. Cheers.
Cheers.
Now, what if someone found out that Chandler was letting Maria Cassador out and they killed him for it?
Well, why would they kill him for that? Why not call the cops?
Well, maybe it was personal. What if there are two groups plotting here? Now, that would explain a lot. But what here is so important?
Hmm.
I mean, it's not like this is the center of the foundation or something. If there are two groups, what do they want?
Well, it may be only one group. With some unrelated bad stuff thrown in purely by accident.
I just thought of a way we can find out more.
Yeah?
We have to go back to the sanitarium.
Oh.
Tonight.
Tonight?
We have to talk to Maria.
We? Why do you think she'll tell you anything?
She needs something, Justin. And I think I can give it to her.
Richard, this is Hallie. Yeah, Malcolm will look after Dermot. No, I can't come over tonight. I'm beat. Yes, I'm fine. We'll talk tomorrow, all right? Good night.
You, I needed to talk to you about something.
So you broke into my house and hid in my bedroom? Get the hell out of here, Robert. There's a cop right outside.
I know. He won't be bothering us. I convinced him to take a nap.
Take a nap? That's what he's talking about. My God, what did you do to him?
Nothing he didn't deserve. This isn't what I came to talk to you about, Hallie.
What do you want? Just tell me and then leave.
You, Hallie. I want you. I haven't been able to think of anything else since I first saw you. I've just been waiting for the right time to tell you. Now is the time.
You're the secret admirer? You're the one who's been breaking into my house and leaving all of those gifts?
Yes. Some nights I would stay and watch you sleep. I used to sit very, very quietly and watch you here in the dark. Then I would go away before you woke up. Don't you see how much you mean to me?
Oh, my God. That's it. I'm calling the police if you don't get up and leave right now.
Oh, I can't let you do that. First, I have to tell you how I feel about you, and then you'll understand.
If I mean so much to you, how can you point a gun at me?
This is just to make sure I've got time to make you like me. I remember my first day at the sanitarium. Dr. Houtman himself was showing me around the place. And we got to the library, and you were in there with the light on your long red hair. That was when I knew I had to have you. You were the most beautiful thing I'd ever seen.
So you broke into my house to tell me?
You don't understand. I knew that people would be jealous of me if I won you so easily. I had to be careful that no one found out. Dr. Chandler was jealous of me. He knew that if I told you how I felt, you would forget all about him. Oh, he tried to stop me, but I took care of him, the old pervert.
Tried to stop you? You killed him. You're the bastard who pushed George's car over Widow's Point because you thought of it. You wandering bastard!
Meet me back here in 2 hours.
All right.
If I'm not here, that means I'm walking, so don't wait for me.
All right, don't worry.
Are you sure this is a good time to go visit Allie right now? She said she was tired.
Well, maybe a little wine and a nice massage will help her sleep better, Richard. I know it'll help me along if all goes well.
What about Samantha?
Well, she won't mind if she don't find out. I know I won't tell her.
Well, all right. But don't wear out your welcome. She's had a couple of tough weeks as it is, and she doesn't need any more trouble from the Cajun Casanova to help with that, all right?
You're just jealous. I'll see you later on. Okay.
Dr. Atwater.
Just a minute.
Come on in, Dr. Atwater.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Pick up your coat.
Thanks. I'm sorry to be bothering you so late, Chester, but I really need to ask a favor.
You'd be wanting to check in on that O'Brien character, wouldn't you?
Now, how did you know about that?
I hear just about everything that goes on around here. I heard about you getting suspended and all.
Yes.
Most people think you didn't do nothing wrong. I figured you might want to keep on doing your job.
Yes, very much.
You seem like a caring sort, if you don't mind my saying so.
Well, thanks. That's very kind. Can you help me get to the wards without being seen? Now, I don't want to put you at any risk whatsoever, but it's very important that I check on Dermot O'Brien, and I can't get in any other way.
I know a way in. It's kind of dirty, but it'll get you there.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Chester.
Follow me, Doctor. Now, don't worry none about me. I know this place better than anyone. I'll never even know you were here. It's just down these stairs.
This way?
Yeah. Mind this first step. It's a doozy.
What was this tunnel down here for?
Well, my house used to be the servants' quarters. When they dug up the basement, they found this here cave. So they turned it into a connecting passage, so the servants could go back to the house nice and comfortable-like.
I see.
I use it sometimes when I check on the furnace at the sanitarium.
So this connects to the cellars.
Yeah. Here we are. We gotta go quiet now. We're right near the wards. Let me find the key, Doctor. Now, won't you stand off to the one side there in case someone notices me down here?
Right. Good idea.
Gee, Chester, you scared the hell out of me.
Sorry about that, Steve. Been doing some work down on the boiler. Thought I'd go get myself a soda pop from the vending machine. Tell you what, make up for scaring you, I'll buy you one.
You're out of time.
Hey, did you ever hear the story about this fella? He wanted to sail to England. So he booked passage on a tramp steamer. Well, come to find out, there were no women on this boat. Well, he was went up and asked one of the old...
Why, Dr. Atwater, what a pleasant surprise. I didn't expect to see you so soon after our little tete-a-tete, especially now that you're suspended.
And I've come to ask you some questions.
And you expect me to answer them for you? I don't think I want another eye test, Doctor. Your little hypnotic tricks won't help you this time.
No, I didn't plan on coercing you at all. I want to make a bargain with you. You tell me what I need to know, and I'll make sure you don't starve.
Ah, you wish to take Dr. Chandler's place. What's to stop me from killing you and escaping all by myself, Richard?
This is
an empty syringe.
I believe you're a vampire of some sort, Maria, but an air bubble in your bloodstream isn't something you'd like. It might not kill you, but it would hurt.
Very clever, mortal, very clever. It seems we must bargain honestly, then. What do you want to know? I might choose not to answer, but I promise to hear you out.
Very well. Why was Chandler killed? Did he stop letting you out to kill people?
I can't answer that one. None of us killed Chandler. He always held up his end of our little deal. I was sorry to hear of his death. He was a perfect little gentleman.
I take it that one of you was paying for his services. I found quite a bit of money in his office.
I think George had a lot of debts.
Now, why are your people keeping Dermot O'Brien drugged?
Dermot who? Oh, the Irishman down the hall.
Yes.
I thought they were supposed to give drugs to madmen.
He's not a madman. Someone has been giving him hallucinogenic drugs in doses large enough to make him seem... to make him seem ill. So you don't know anything about that either. You haven't been too helpful at all, Maria.
So, you intend to renege on your end of our deal?
No. I just think there are things you're not telling me. Still, you have resolved one thing. Now I know there are two little plots here. You and Morrow Industries, and someone else.
A little knowledge can be dangerous, Richard. Especially when you deal with those who hunt by night.
Thanks for the warning. Oh, just to show you I play fair, here's your first installment.
A bag of blood? Is this some kind of joke?
No. I said I'd make sure you didn't starve. I'm not going to let you kill people anymore. Good night, Maria. Oh, I almost forgot your straw.
When I kill you, Richard, I intend to take my time.
That boy, the darkness was upon the face of the deep. All the temper of the throne. Stop it! Stop it, I had to! Adam counted the secret name of the Lord and hid within the Zohar the secret knowledge of the text from God that goes, Abdalpha! The school!
I can't change what I did! Why don't you leave me alone? Oh, God, I didn't mean to kill him.
Dermot, it's me, Dr. Atwater.
Dr. Atwater! They told me you were gone. How are you gone?
No, Dermot, I'm real. I came back to tell you something. Someone is giving you drugs that make you hallucinate.
Drugs? No, it's the head.
You understand.
It's the head that does this to me.
No! No, Dermot, the hallucinations are caused by drugs. You have to trust me. I need you to try and hang on for a little while longer. I'm going to get you out of here soon.
I'll try. But the hay...
It's just a hallucination, Dermot. I'll be back for you as soon as I can. Just try and remember. It's a drug that's doing this to you.
I'll try.
All right. Goodbye for now, Dermot.
get everything done, Doctor.
Yes. Thank you again for helping me. I really am grateful.
It's all right. I kind of wanted to sort of pop anyway.
Trumbull, all right? You'll be okay for a minute?
Yeah, of course.
I don't want you pounding on him anymore. The sheriff might arrest you for attempted murder.
He's not worth murdering. I hope you rot in hell, you murdering bastard!
I'll tell you what. You go call the sheriff, and I'll keep an eye on Robert here, all right?
Yeah, okay. All right, I'm going to do that.
Damn, boy. It's lucky for you I showed up. She might have killed you dead.
Chandler died.
Right. I bet Maria's really mad that a meal ticket is gone.
I bet she is. I don't think she'll be satisfied with bagged lunches for too much longer.
That was some stunt, Rich. You're lucky she didn't have you instead of that package of AB naked. Hey, there goes Hallie.
Yeah. Boy, I hope she's okay.
Well, what do you think she's off to in such a hurry?
I think she just wants to be alone for a little while.
Well, I hope catching Robert helps her to deal with Chandler's death. You know, maybe now she feels like Chandler's been avenged.
Maybe. I'm just glad we don't have to tell her about Chandler's little deal with Maria.
You don't want to tell her about Chandler dosing you with the Cooper gun?
No. There's no point. Nah. We just cause her needless pain right now.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll tell her later.
Well, if you say so. Hey, let's go get some lunch at that Italian place.
Manzoni?
Yeah, that's right. I want a bunch of the pasta and some espresso.
Sounds good to me. Let's go.
Okay.
You're paying.
Who's about 20 minutes?
Hi, Sheriff.
Hi, Sheriff.
Evening, Dr. Atwater, Dr. Cardamon. Do you know where I can find Dr. Huffman?
I think he's still in the chapel, Sheriff. What's wrong?
It's that Maria Casador. Mm-hmm. She's not in a cell, and she's not on the ground.
What?
Well, the orderlies went delivering the breakfast this morning, and she was gone. Also, the Jones boy's missing, young Randy.
Damn it.
Well, his parents found him missing this morning, too. Well, I gotta go find Huffman.
Oh, my God.
You don't think she'll stick around to get revenge, dude? With my luck, Richard, she'll get the wrong bedroom and kill me by mistake.
She'd kill you just on general principle.
Oh, right. Well, some spicy Cajun is always a treat.
Seriously. We'll try and figure out what to do while we eat. Mm-hmm. I'm starved anyway.
Maybe we should talk the sheriff into arresting us, you know, maybe for our own good and all.
Of course I won't stick around, Richard. I'll have to keep moving to finally get
Now that you have escaped, my daughter, I have another errand for you.
I was hoping for a little vacation.
Your wants are irrelevant to the needs of our people. Atwater is becoming dangerous. However, I do not wish it destroyed.
Why let him live?
I did not say let him live. I merely said I did not want him destroyed. He has family in Boston. Use them as the key to his cooperation. Jean will meet you there.
Very well, my father. I will do as you command.
Do not fail.
Committed to Hayward Sanitarium, written by Matthew Bocco and David Johnson. Directed and produced by Tony Brewer. Sound design by John Weber. Engineering and Foley team led by John Weber and Richard Fish, including Doug Black, Shannon Williams, Martin Brueggemann, and Tony Brewer. Featuring Mike Kelleher, Mike Sherman, Alexandra Alterheide, Richard Fish, Mark Shad, Tom Holicky, Karen Atkins, Diane Conrad, John Vollmer, Daniel Gettled, Joel Marsh, Jim Fields, Tony Brewer, and Brian Swager. Special thanks to Trinity Episcopal Church and the IU Carillon. Studio facilities provided by Lodestone Productions, copyright 1994. Hayward Sanitarium is made possible by grants from Lodestone Productions and the generosity of its cast and crew. Hayward Sanitarium is a last-minute production.